Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna, which lets you watch live news, sports, and entertainment in HD anywhere in the continental United States. So whatever you're doing outdoors, it's TV as flexible as your travel plans. Visit dishoutdoors.com for more and stay tuned for a very special offer coming up on today's show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I am Rob Cesarino back here to talk with you about the most interesting news stories for the week of September 20th, 2008, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that is right. And we are back together, the actual factual news team, here to talk about the most interesting news stories. And a man who is doing all sorts of interesting things, most of which we can talk about here on this podcast. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just been training for poker for Run It Up Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And being a dad still. And yeah, still. And trying out a new look.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the terry cloth rainbow headband?
Well, let's go to Danny Bryson for the opinion on the terry cloth rainbow headband.
I mean, the colors suit you. You look great in multiple colors.
Thank you.
If you start to sweat, it looks like it's got great absorption.
Yes.
Qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not breathable.
It looks I like it. I think it goes with the mustache. It's a serious retro vibe.
Okay, cool.
So you're good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Danny.
I would never say anything terrible about you to your face. I'll criticize your headband later.
Yeah.
What are you telling your family?
Well, I'll tell them all about it when we're done here. It's just horrible things. Like, dude.
Everybody gather around. Do you know what Tyson was wearing today?
He looked like a rainbow wiener.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we are back to talk about everything going on. Tyson, why the rainbow terry cloth headband for poker? Is there any sort of strategic purpose?
No. So I always wear cowboy hats, you know, not always. I wear a BYU hat, which it's usually the only time I wear a BYU hat is if I'm gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cowboy hat, because that's just a dope look. But nobody's wearing the terry cloth headbands. And I was like, that will be cool to wear something a little cool at the table and stand out a little bit and also look awesome.
Mm-hmm. People will be distracted.
Right? Probably. They're all already distracted because I talk way too much.
You know what else would be great? You should just wear a pantyhose over your head and face.
Dude, like a... Like a 1980s burglar?
Yeah, exactly. So not only can they not read your, you know, micro expressions, but they're also worried you may rob them at any moment.
I'll have to go to the ladies' shoe department and get the sock thingies that they dispose, so they all steal some of those.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Tyson, would that be allowed?
No, I think you can't cover all of your face.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So cut out, if they're like 25% of your face needs to be exposed, just cut out little holes.
Yeah.
Even
I could
more
do that.
Disturbing.
I was like, I cut them out at the table.
Yeah.
Until they
say that's enough.
I just pull it out by the point and snip it like a clockwork orange maneuver.
Yes, okay. Yeah. That would work. I thought you'd just be really psycho and just put a knife in and then and occasionally nick yourself so it starts to bleed on them.
No.
I guarantee no one would be able to read your face.
If I and mutilated so it scary. At the table. Huh. That's really smart, Danny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Contact me for all your gambling strategy needs.
Yeah. Rob's also going to be in Reno.
Yeah, we're all going to be there. Or myself and Tyson, Boston, Rob, and probably
a
bunch of other people. And
what are you going to wear, Rob, on your head?
I mean, I'm not a big card player, but I think that I'm going to have Danny bring him in and be my cut man in the corner.
Yeah.
Coach me up.
So I recommend for you one of those Halloween things with the fake nose and mustache and glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for a beginner, that's a good look.
You know,
it conceals.
I have a pair of glasses, and I feel like that when I wear them, it already looks like I'm wearing that.
How about this? Wear a pair of glasses with one of the sunglass lenses poked out, because that's kind of a crazy look.
Mm-hmm.
It is a crazy look. I almost bought some flip sunglasses to have like up. And then when I'm in a hand, I just flip them down.
Yeah. And to catch those pop flies when you're out in left field.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, I went to the baseball game yesterday.
Which one?
The Cubs versus the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, how was that?
The shortest game in MLB history, I believe.
Really?
Look at you.
2 hours, 21 minutes, 9-0 for the Diamondbacks. Just
was it a forfeit?
No.
Oh.
It was a one hitter pitched by the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. 2 hours and 20 minutes is definitely fast by 2018 standards, but it's definitely not the fastest baseball game in baseball history.
Well, maybe there's somebody sitting by us said that, and I just trusted them like an idiot.
Good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot shorter than a Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I could have watched only a quarter of one of the Lord of the Rings movies in that amount of time.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to keep it fast if you want these millennials to watch a baseball game.
Yeah, Donovan McNabb was sitting right behind us.
Oh, how was he doing?
He looked like he was limping pretty good.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, probably from playing football for years and years, I would assume.
Yeah. And who was Donovan McNabb rooting for?
I think he had Cubs stuff on, but he lives in Phoenix. He lives in Arizona somewhere.
Okay. All right. So
I'm assuming he has season tickets to the Diamondbacks, but he was wearing all Cubs stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to our top stories at this hour. And this is one that really, when I saw this, I said, yes, yes, this is happening. And this goes back to a terrible situation going on with our cell phones. Nobody's talking on them. And by 2019, a study is reporting that half of U.S. cell phone calls will be scams, Danny.
Totally makes sense. Although, one observation, this study was done by a company that fights spam, like other companies pay them to fight spam. So take it with a grain of Himalayan pink salt.
Okay, which is very healthy. Better for you than regular.
Yes, okay. So take it with that. But I can kind of believe it. I just got a spam call during our pre-show.
Yeah.
And
do
I
you
feel
have
like,
where it says scam likely on your phone?
So, yeah, that is something that works only when it's a known number for scamming. If you read through the article, they say those blocking apps don't really work because it has to be a known scammer's number.
Right, and they're always shuffling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to catch.
Here's another thought. We're making less and less phone calls to people we know because we text or we do other means of communication. So in 2019, maybe those are the only phone calls going out most of the time. Like Rachel will get like 30 spam calls a day and only one call from somebody she knows. So she's already well ahead of 50%. And it's the same with me. Like some days I'll open my phone and look at my call history. And the last call that even I had was like 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that probably is, would be sad for some people, but that's pretty cool.
Maybe scammers are actually helping lonely and elderly to stay in touch with the world.
Oh, they for sure are.
Yeah. So you think that all of the people that are doing this marketing over the phone, if we could get them a list of like all of the shut-ins, Tyson, that would be a great way to help these people?
Yeah, but what would be in it for the scammers?
Well, I guess maybe they'll buy something, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. But
they won't
just get
up immediately.
You get on the phone with a lonely old person and you're in for a long day, bro.
It's a long road.
It's a long, long road. Yeah, for sure. So I think that's probably not the correct maneuver. I think the correct maneuver is to hire out the old people to answer the phone when it is a scammer and scam the scammer. So like, let's say you pay $2.99 a month to have this 90-year-old woman around with you all the time. So now you can carpool. And then anytime you get a phone call from a scammer, you hand her the phone and she gets on and tells the scammer her life story. And they feel too sad about hanging up on a 90-year-old woman. So they listen to the whole thing. Their whole day's shot. They can't scam anybody else. That's how we squash it out.
Do you have to have a real 90-year-old woman with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't want one with me at all times. Smells like mothballs.
It does. It smells like smells like a lot of mouths, like grandma mouth stuff going on.
Why can't we get Alexa, Siri, and these AIs to battle unwanted calls?
That's a good idea.
Like, that's putting them to good use.
Yeah.
Because maybe the robots don't want that, Danny.
Nobody wants to deal with scammers. And by the way, putting old people on the end of phone on the end of the phone with a scammer is a terrible idea. All of a sudden, they're giving their pension away to somebody who's claiming to be their nephew who's in prison, wrongly accused, or some Nigerian obviously prince in need of help after losing his kingdom. So yeah. I don't think you want old people, unless you can keep them away from their wallets or where they keep their checkbooks, because they only write checks.
Yeah, you can. What you do is you issue them some credit cards that don't work.
Oh,
so then
smart.
They're giving their stuff and the people are trying to run them and they're not working.
I think that what we need to do, because this is these people, they're in those types of what would you call them? Like annoying crimes that not only are they crimes, but they're also super obnoxious, time consuming, time wasting. They waste resources. They waste money. It's just like, what if we found a great way to punish them?
So what would it be cataloged as? What kind of crime is that? A time thief?
Yeah, a time thief. Like, well, they're just one of those people who add another layer of annoyance
time
to our
bandit.
Lives.
A time bandit.
Time bandits, just like those little guys in the movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Man, when they're pushing that wall away from that giant head, I haven't seen that movie in 20 years, and that image sticks with me.
Yeah, more or less than the Chinese star from Kroll.
Way more. I was scared during that part when the giant head, and they're pushing the wall, and the wall just gives way. I'm like, dude, this room's never going to end.
Oh, time bandits. Add that to your watch list.
Yeah, we should call them time bandits, and we need to find some kind of appropriate punishment.
I'm finding that I am getting calls and it's like from my area code. And then I'm like, oh, this must be somebody I know because it's from my area code. And it's like my phone number, but like two digits off. I said, oh, okay. But I don't know anybody that has the same phone number as me, but let me answer it.
Yeah. So I don't fall spoofing? For that.
Is that what it's called?
I don't fall for that.
Yeah, it has a name like that. I just don't answer any phone calls unless a name shows up with the number of a person I know.
Then there's like a 20% chance you'll answer it.
Yeah, that is true. I did just ignore a phone call. But that like just if everybody just had that rule, if you get a number and it has no name, if we didn't answer, maybe they would all give up.
Okay, let's talk about another story, which is a very interesting news story, which has a lot of twists and turns. This woman in this story is named Judy Cochran, no relation to Tyson's beloved friend, John Cochran. She is the mayor of Livingston, Texas, and 3 years ago, an alligator killed her miniature horse, and she has been on the warpath for the last 3 years to find the alligator that ate her horse, and she has, at this hour, apprehended the horse-eating alligator, and here it is.
Dude. Judge, jury, and executioner.
That lady, how does she know for certain that's the one?
No.
At least in Happy Gilmore, he took an eye, so you could recognize it later on.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is like, now we're back to eye for an eye? I thought we got past that. I thought we were, like, turned the other cheek now.
Do you think that she could sense her horse's soul within the alligator?
Saying that once an alligator eats something, it also contains its soul. So now it's got as many souls as animals it eats.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting religion.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we get it down on paper, what should tithes be? 6%? It's a 6% discount.
6% of every animal eaten.
Okay.
So this would be a pretty... but.
Oh, dude. So this would be like a carnivore-based religion because you want more souls inside you?
Yeah, imagine all the souls I'm carrying inside myself. A lot of chicken souls. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Mountain Dew souls.
Those are the greatest souls of all. A lot of innocent insects have died by my hand, like probably millions.
That crawled into
them.
Your mouth?
Yeah.
No, I didn't eat them. No. Yeah, I have swallowed several. That's always the most disturbing.
Oh, so you don't have to eat the animal
soul.
To take
you just have to kill them? No, you have to eat them.
No, I think that you just have to take their life and then you absorb their soul.
I thought your soul has to get into your lower intestines.
By killing something, Danny.
Yeah, you can't. It has to get into your lower intestines.
Guys, I haven't been able to flesh out this religion yet, okay?
Yeah, that's what you're fleshing out is what it should be called.
I know. Flesh out.
The flesh out.
That sounds pretty bad.
And us three are the trinity of the religion.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but people will then eat us to try to then gain our holiness.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No,
that's because what happens is that it would be a soul overload and their colons would burst. Mm-hmm. We got to make something up that protects us.
That's true.
Yeah.
They can never receive forgiveness for all the souls they've taken if we are killed.
What do you have to eat? The brain, Danny? Or you just eat any part?
The heart. We know that you have to eat a beating heart.
Let's say brain.
Okay. No. Well, you would have said brain because this is the modern world. But in the old days, we would have said heart because that's where it seems like.
I think you have to eat both of them.
Okay. Well, let's get back to Judy Cochran, who has been on the hunt of the horse-eating alligator. She says that she found it. She is going to put its humongous head in her office. I said it before, but I think it bears mentioning again. She is the mayor of Livingston, Texas.
Is this a political play? That's what you're thinking.
Oh, is she running up for re-election in November?
Yeah, we should check into that.
Yeah, okay. We should check into that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So you think that this is a campaign stunt?
Come on. 3 years ago, her horse went missing. A mini horse. Yeah. Which is like
she's
a
had plenty of time.
Anyway. Yeah, to kill as many alligators as she wanted.
To kill all the alligators in
Judy Cochran, living.
Did you say Judy Cochran?
Cochran. Cochran.
Cochran.
Come on, Tyson. What is it? 2013 with those jokes? Yeah. Knock it off.
Guys, the most disturbing part of this article is that I am now seeing the word humongous, and it's not what I expected.
Yes. There's actually video of her shooting the alligator. She shot it with a rifle.
Yeah, isn't that how you would probably kill an alligator?
I don't know.
And you don't want the alligator talking.
Yeah, I thought you'd have like some sort of alligator trap.
I didn't. Look, we lost our Pomeranian to an owl or a hawk or something. And
so
I just.
Have you vowed vengeance?
Since.
No, I've just gone on with my life and forgiven and tried to forget. And, I still like to see owls and hawks. That's not. Rachel hates to see owls.
Here's the thing,
now.
Tyson. Your dog was consumed by a beautiful animal. So it's like, okay, they're on parity with each other when it comes to looks. She can kill the alligator because it's uglier than her horse. And I think, according to the rules of killing animals, the uglier ones can be taken, especially if they've destroyed a beautiful creature like a miniature horse.
Yeah. Guys, I have some bad news for you, skeptics. She was actually sworn in as mayor on May 15th, 2018. She's just getting started. I wonder if that her one of her campaign promises was, I'm going to find that alligator and I'm going to kill it. I'm going to find that alligator that ate my horse. If you elect me mayor, I'm coming for the alligator.
No more dead horses. So I'm taking all the resources. I'm going to need a bond, a city bond.
If an alligator kills one of your necessary. Pets on my watch, I'll come kill that alligator too.
Oh, so it's because when you first said it, I was like, nobody is emotionally attached to this as much as her because it killed her pet. But if she's going after every alligator that kills every pet in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just is, it's like a Boss Hog scenario where she has a driver driving her around in a white limo with bull horns strapped to the front of the car.
Yep. Yep.
All right. We got a 1090 alligator on the loose. Like, all right. Mayor Cochran's going to be there in a second. She reportedly said after she killed the alligator, don't mess with Nana.
Wow. I guess. Is that like a subtle message to her political opponents?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Or else she'll murder them.
I see here in one tweet that someone's claiming that not only did it kill her miniature horse, but also a seasoned raccoon.
A seasoned raccoon? Well, a seasoned raccoon is asking for trouble.
A seasoned raccoon that was like ready to be grilled?
Yeah, what does that mean? Like a raccoon that was hanging out that she appreciated?
Is it like a seasonal raccoon? Like it only comes out in the fall?
I think it was a raccoon that was like soaking in marinade with some seasoning on it, or it was a raccoon that had been a raccoon for a long time, like a seasoned veteran, a seasoned raccoon.
That's what I think it's talking about. An old raccoon that she had bonded with, she had connected souls with. Also, she could sense its presence within the alligator.
Okay. So we have one story where justice was served here, where the alligator paid the price for his crimes. But this is a curious story of a man who was in the grocery store and in Northern Virginia and had an interesting idea. He was rubbing all of the produce on his buttocks, according to this police report.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Danny, what is the angle for Mr. Michael Dwayne Johnson, not to be confused with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh. So I picked out fruit the other day for my wife, and I have no idea how the hell to pick out quality fruit. So I was, you know, she explained to me, smell it, squish it, all of these techniques, right? And each fruit is different. Each fruit requires a different technique for finding out whether or not it's fresh.
Yeah.
Maybe someone pranked him and said, the way you find out if apples are fresh is you rub them against your butt. And if they're softer than your butt, you don't get them. If they're harder, if they push into your butt, then they're ripe. If they push really far into your butt, they're way too ripe. I just mean, it's so weird seeing people pick out fruit. It already looks sexual anyway when people are checking out fruit. Maybe he just didn't understand what was going on.
I think he probably is just hates vegetarians. Yeah. Or omnivores, even. Everybody that eats fruit.
Here's the crime, is he was pulling down his pants, which in my theory makes more sense because you can't have a layer of gene between you and
the
fruit
if you're trying to feel it on your buttocks.
Maybe sweatpants, Danny, so he could feel the fruit better without having to take
some Umbros, maybe some Umbros without underwear.
Maybe some Lululemons, some yoga pants would be the best.
I think what he needs to do, what you need to do, Danny, when you pick out fruit is you, and this is what I do, I reach to the very farthest back part of the tray of fruit. And kind of get one that's kind of hidden underneath a little bit. Then that way you have less chance of getting a butt fruit.
Yeah, that's my salad bar strategy too, Tyson.
It's a good strategy.
But if everybody's doing it, then is everything in the back getting manhandled?
That's true. Not everybody's doing it.
So here's me picking out fruit a couple of weeks ago. I was told to pick out peaches because they were in season and they are delicious.
Yeah.
I came home. I said, I don't know if I picked out a good peach. I tried everything you said. And it turns out that I had not only picked out peaches, but some nectarines as well.
Okay.
So my fruit knowledge, I'm very ignorant when it comes
peaches
to fruit.
Peaches have fuzz.
I know that, but I'm telling you, when I was holding them, someone had mixed them together. It was all very confusing. They all felt super overripe.
Lucky for you, both are delicious.
Yeah, that's why I said I'll eat the nectarine. I like those. So I could maybe this was his first time buying fruit.
Yeah.
First time fruit buyer. We all make embarrassing mistakes when we do things for the first time.
He worked at the grocery store. He had a grievance. He had a grievance against the grocery store.
Oh, wait, he worked there?
I just made that up, but it could very well be.
No. So, is it possible this young man, 27, millennial, that all of his adult life, he's been receiving text message emoji from different people? And Tyson, what's the code for all of this sexual activity on emoji?
Peach.
Yep.
Eggplant.
Yep.
Banana, probably.
Also. Maybe. And cucumber.
Yes. In his mind.
Zucchini.
Has he associated
the testicle fruit?
Perverse with the produce, Tyson.
So now he's he's what we call a, what would it be? Like he sexualizes fruit?
I'm not sure.
Well, all of his sexual education came from emojis. And so for him, it's just a natural association. We all went through, at least I'm assuming,
the maturation program.
Maturation clinic. where it's like the funniest afternoon of your life.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Can I tell you about mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We had to have a parent with us. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have to have a parent with you in the program? It was like a full afternoon of learning about stuff.
Okay. No. So what is this? This is, you guys went through the same thing in high school?
No, it's in like fifth or sixth grade. Yeah. It's called the maturation program.
Maturation. And they teach you.
Sounds
so
gross.
You have to fill out a paper and get it signed and have your parents sign it. And then one of your parents has to accompany you, preferably your dad if you're a boy and your mom if you're a girl.
Right.
And they would sit behind you. So they lined all the boys up from like the fifth grade. So however many of them, 90 of us or 50 of us or whatever. And we're all sitting there. And then the principal talked about some like growing up and stuff. And then we watched a video that was like from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And the only part I remember is the part of the video where it said, as you grow older, you will start growing hair on your face, under your arms, and around your penis. And it said it like that. And the one dude, we all kind of like try to hold our laughter. And one kid just goes, and everybody started, all the kids started laughing, and all the parents were like, no, don't, you can't. Because back 20, 30 years ago, adults didn't laugh when somebody said the word penis. Mm-hmm. Funny, but now we all laugh.
Right. It's a medical term.
Yeah, it was a medical term. Even if you said it funny back then, it was crazy because the tone of the narrator's voice totally changed. And that's what made it funny. If he would have just said it normal, it wouldn't have been as funny. But the fact that he said it all nasally and loud was so great. And yeah. They had like a little chart on the screen, I remember. And it was just like hair poked out on this like dude's face and then under his arms and then around his penis.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great.
So what you're saying is this guy could have benefited from that video.
Did he go to maturation school? Did his parents sign the permission slip?
No, I bet.
Sounds like no.
I bet they tried to give him the talk when he was like a little older and he was just like, I already know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you do? How? And he's like, my friends texted me.
The other thing is he may have learned this behavior working at a local Burger King or McDonald's where they probably wipe their butts with your buns all the time.
Yeah, you get paid the same at McDonald's whether you're wiping the buns on your buns or not.
Well, there was a video a while ago of a guy sitting down, I think bare butt, in all the buns. So, you know, this isn't an isolated case of someone wiping.
Do we know what establishment that was at? I don't want to say it was the wrong one.
Well, let's just say fast food. There was a video of a guy sitting on buns with his bare butt.
Yeah.
And for the record, I go to McDonald's more often than other fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm pro McDonald's.
And so it just bears repeating. Please, everyone out there, wash your produce before you eat it. Don't just take an apple home and then just bite into it. Make sure you thoroughly
Don't fall for buying the produce wash next to the produce, though. That is
that's
bullshit.
What, that's nothing?
I think it's something, but I think you can just use regular soap at home or just rinse
it
really well.
Wait, you use soap on an apple?
That's what this produce wash is.
Yeah, but it's not soap.
Oh, it definitely is soap.
Tyson, if you ate an apple from the store, you would wash it with soap?
No, I would not. But if you're buying the little packet of produce wash at the store that says produce wash on it, that is soap.
Are you sure? Because I feel like the appeal is that it's not soap.
No.
Also, soap supposedly gives you diarrhea.
You put it in, you let it soak in this water, then you put the produce in, and then you have to rinse the stuff off of it after. It's like washing your hands with soap.
Mm. Now, the chat, KL88 says, clean it with apple cider vinegar. Is that why it's called apple cider vinegar? Because it's for cleaning apples?
No, it's because it was made from apples.
But nice theory, Rob.
Yeah,
nice theory. But you can clean other things besides apples with apple cider vinegar. I think just a good scrubbing under the sink water is fine.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about a story that is, nobody is hurt, but it still involves pants being off here in this next story, because this is a story that is burning up the internet at this hour. Danny, do you like the comic books?
I did when I was a child. About
you did
maturation.
Just yeah. kidding. Okay. Before maturation.
Yes.
Before maturation clinic, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe a lot of kids are going to be skipping the maturation clinic, because there is a new Batman comic out at this hour, Batman Damned, where you see Batman's private parts, Danny.
I never saw that in any of my X-Men comics. Never saw Wolverine's
wang. I bet.
I mean, you see their bulge, so you're like halfway there.
Yeah, but they're mutants. You don't think they have like forked dongs and stuff like that?
Some of them probably do.
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them probably shoot lasers. Because you have to think, if it affects the whole body, like they put all of that metal in Wolverine, well,
yeah.
come on.
You gonna think he's not going to have like a raging, turgid
Yeah, you're not going to put that metal in the biggest bone on his body? I mean... So, like, when it comes to mutants, especially X-Men, they've all got issues. So maybe you can't show it because it's just too disturbing.
Right, but Batman is not a mutant. He is a normal person.
I know.
Yeah, but he's a crazy billionaire. You think that Elon Musk and some of those other guys haven't messed around with their junk?
Okay.
They've got the money to do whatever they want to it.
Now, Tyson, will this cause you to go out and buy a Batman comic if it features a naked Batman?
No, but it will cause me to, if I happen to be at a Barnes & Noble, which I haven't been to in a very long time, I will thumb through this so-called magazine and look for it, or Google the image on the internet.
Yeah, I've already seen it.
And? Huh? Not a handsome dong?
I mean... It's fine. I mean, I kind of feel like...
you would have drawn it bigger?
I mean, I was expecting... I mean, this
more.
Is Batman. You know, I'm sort of expecting...
like at least make the urethra bat-shaped.
Something.
Look, here's the thing. I'm guessing that the Batman franchise, when it comes to comics, must be dying. Because this smells of desperation. Like, oh my gosh, how can we get people to buy this new line of Batman comics? Okay, number one, we're going to put dong. Full frontal, he's going to hang dong.
Is that what the kids want?
Sales are through the roof. They don't know what they want. That's why their sales are probably declining.
For the record, this is the first time we've talked about a Batman comic book on this show.
Yeah, so it can't be that big a deal to millennials. But this just is like, come on. Sounds desperate.
Yeah. A little desperate.
Nobody asked for it.
Nobody really wanted to see it.
I don't understand
the context in which Batman is naked. I don't know what happened to his clothes.
Oh, he's a playboy billionaire banging chicks left and right.
That wasn't the context of where you see it. He's like walking away from like a battle or something.
And then he just like hangs dong as like a final like FU to his... whoever
I just saw the one panel with it, but it seemed like that he if his clothes got burnt up in a fire or something like that. He's not in a sexual situation when you see it.
I've always thought Batman was a stupid superhero anyway.
Mm.
So this, his desperation.
Why?
I mean, look at this. In the moment of, he's just stripping off in front of people. Isn't that what we're trying to go away from in this day and age?
Man of power abusing his power. To be naked.
Oh, yeah. This is the wrong time for Batman.
Yeah, wrong time for him to be hanging dong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Look, my pants have burned off. How many times did Harvey use that? He's like, oh,
Jiminy
no.
Christmas.
My pants burned off.
You
when
burned
I was in the
my
bathroom.
Pants right off of my nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wrong
Is that
time.
What he said? You burned my pants right off of these nuts?
No, he's like walking away from like something. Yeah, I mean, you could easily find it online.
I don't want to.
Type that in, Tyson. Google image search
dong?
Only. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I guarantee you'll get more than just the comic book.
I don't want to give them the satisfaction of me Googling that and them being like, we're up to 332 Google hits.
Mm-hmm. The problem is we've already given them more attention than they deserve. Okay. This has worked. As far as a publicity stunt goes, this is working.
Now,
is it though? How many kids are listening to this and rushing out to buy their Batman comic?
I hope zero, but who knows?
Now, thousands, is it possible hundreds of thousands. The other superheroes will now need to follow suit. Will Superman need to show his wiener in a comic, Tyson?
Or his B-hole?
How does he up the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, B-hole.
You know, this would be very appropriate for the Flash to reveal himself to his audience.
Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, superheroes don't even wear clothes. And then all of a sudden, the entire population of America is addicted to pornography, and we don't know why.
They're more like ancient Greek wrestlers grappling each other in the nude.
I think probably Greco-Roman would be the style of wrestling because that's a lot of grappling and body on body.
Lots of grappling. Mm. Yeah. In the nude.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for what comes next in the superhero naked wars. But we have a second Batman story to talk about today. A clothed Batman was the problem when a man who was using a Nest doorbell, I didn't know it could do this, but it can ID your face. And then if it's not you at the door, it locks the door. And so a man was locked out of his own house while he was wearing this Batman T-shirt. And unfortunately, his Nest doorbell ID'd the Batman on his T-shirt as the person that was trying to get into the house.
Instead of his own face.
Do you think he's a little disappointed that he doesn't have the rugged, handsome, chiseled look of Batman? And now he knows for sure that he shares nothing.
Yeah, he thought he maybe did.
Yeah.
And also, how many face stealers are going to, instead of now cutting off someone's finger to use their fingerprint, now you got to cut off an entire face?
No. You watch this podcast and then you take a screen grab of Tyson and then you go to your local T-shirt shop and then get a Tyson T-shirt made up with Tyson's face on your shirt, then go to Tyson's house, and then the door opens itself for you.
Yeah, but when I registered my face on my Nest, I did something I never do with my face as my thing. So I have to go up and get it all googly-eyed on my Nest before it opens the door like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it doesn't unlock when it sees your face. What it does is it locks when it sees a face it doesn't recognize. So that's the feature, is a stream, which, by the way, is a bit cold. Like, the Amazon guy comes up, he's gonna put a package on your porch, and he hears the door lock.
Click, like, click.
These people are dicks.
Yeah. Mm. Unverified, untrustable.
Now, had this man been wearing a shirt with naked Batman, Tyson, would that have changed anything?
Well, I think the Nest would have definitely been aroused.
But it still would have had to have locked.
Probably shot electrodes all over this dude's face.
Would have opened up the door wide for him to enter.
By the way, if you look at a picture of
his... Wait, what, Rob?
The door.
Oh, okay. Yes,
if
Danny?
If you look at a picture that he posted on Twitter of what the doorbell saw, it was kind of a terrifying look. That's exactly
scary
the kind
Batman
of person
face.
Yeah, the door should be locked for is a guy wearing a mask seeming to yell at the doorbell. So yeah. Bravo, Nest, for recognizing
So Nest did the correct job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how did he get in? He had to take his shirt off.
Well, the other thing is,
that's well played by the Nest, dude.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm going to get this guy to pop his shirt. I'll just not let him in.
Is the Nest aware that Batman is now exposing his dong to the public and wanted
not
to shield the family?
Yeah,
exactly. There are kids in this house. Batman's here.
The maturation class permission slip had not been signed.
Did not let
Batman into the house.
Batman's on the sex offenders registry. He can't come within 1,000 feet of any schools or anything.
Stay out, Batman. Exactly. That's right. Okay, so be careful with those Nest doorbells with your T-shirts. And then we have an update on another story that we talked about last time on the podcast, just sort of snuck in there right at the end. But the kids who made the poster of themselves and then hung it up in a McDonald's, and it was 51 days before anybody realized, they got $25,000 checks each from McDonald's. Now, these guys were celebrated. I believe that they were on the Ellen DeGeneres show as well. And they ended up getting $25K each, Danny, for their work.
Sometimes pranks can actually pay off, it seems.
Awesome.
Yeah. To me, I think that the story went viral. Everybody thought they were the hero. McDonald's was the bad guys. McDonald's, if they had their druthers, would love to have slapped these guys with a lifetime ban from the store.
Why was McDonald's upset at it? Why was McDonald's the bad guy? Were they anti this poster?
Like, ha ha ha. You stuck it to McDonald's. These guys are awesome. McDonald's is corporate, the man. Ha ha.
I don't take that at all. My take on it was that they'd made a poster professional enough that it didn't raise any red flags in McDonald's. And then when they started getting all the publicity from it, they were like, cool, that's cool. That's awesome. You got us more publicity.
Why McDonald's take it down, Tyson, if they liked
it so
much?
Did they take it down? Yeah. Maybe they're printing it and it's going to go into mass production.
They took it down. And then when these guys got pressed, they acted like, oh, no, we actually really like the poster. Oh, here's some money, guys. Oh, we love. They didn't like it.
So I bet they're not allowed to have it because it's not, probably in the bylaws that it has to be approved by corporate.
Exactly. But in the past, when a franchise messed up, they sent their bag man, Ronald McDonald. That's where the clown originally came from.
A sack of doorknobs.
He was their enforcer and he'd show up and you'd be like, oh no, the clown's here.
Here. And then it's like, there's nothing you can do. You just accepted your murder at that point. You're like, the best thing you can do is just let him murder you instead of trying to run and making it painful.
Exactly. That was where the clown originated from. A masked man showing up at your franchise after you'd messed up because you let some people hang some inappropriate...
The Hamburglar would sit in the front seat of the black Cadillac with suicide doors waiting to drive.
The Hamburglar would lay the plastic down.
Mayor McCheese,
Grimace,
what would he
Grimace
do?
Grimace would stand out front, make sure nobody was watching, lock the doors, turn customers away. Mm-hmm. Ronald would come in. It was the whole executioner thing.
Yep, they had different names for him back then.
Mm-hmm. The executioner.
They turned into, these.
Yeah, they morphed into this. Once they became a franchise, they morphed into this.
Yeah. I just think 25K is the least amount they could give them without it looking like a total F you to these guys.
Yeah. But they could have done a total F you to these guys. I don't think terrible.
These guys were being celebrated.
Okay.
$25,000. I'm just surprised they didn't be like, hey, you can have a lifetime supply of Big Macs. And secretly, they're offering that so they'll kill them off.
One a month.
Yeah.
One a month for a year.
Yeah.
So you can make McDonald's posters and just go post them and hopefully we'll get paid too.
Well, that's what McDonald's is afraid of, Tyson. That's why they're trying to nip this in the bud. They don't want this to be a big news story.
Got paid $50K. You don't want $50K?
Yeah.
No, what they should have done is the minute the story came out, offered these guys free, unlimited French fries for life, and then they would be too sick every day from eating too much French fries to talk.
Supersize them.
Yeah, supersize these
free
men.
Free supersize.
Uh-huh.
And all the free soda you can drink all day, as long as you promise to only drink soda. You can't drink any water, even at night. No water. It has to always be soda.
Yep. And then 2 years later, they're both found dead in an old Buick, just like 500 pounds each. Couldn't get out of the car.
With fries in their mouths. Yeah. They're both stuck.
Yeah. What's the next move for these guys, Danny? So, these guys have some heat.
Yeah.
Wendy's
hires them.
What you do is you desperately try to cling to that 15 minutes of fame until eventually.
It's appropriate in this case.
Yes. Till eventually people become really disgusted by you and feel pity for you and you lose all your friends because you're so annoying and eventually you die in a Buick at 500 pounds.
Okay.
There's no way out of this death spiral. This is their moment.
Tyson, is this their moment? Is this it? Can these guys pivot from this or they're in the death spiral?
I think maybe they could get hired by an ad agency maybe. For something specifically like this. Like if you look at the poster, it has like the circles around like the burger and all this stuff, just like you would expect.
Pretty good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take the $25,000, put it, invest it in weed, which is like the new Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then hopefully cash out at the right time.
We better hope it's not the new Bitcoin.
But there was a moment when you could have cashed out on Bitcoin and made a lot of money. That's what I'm telling these guys to do. Take that $25,000.
It's too late. Weed is already, if everybody's talking about it, it's got like 2 weeks
more. How many people said that when Bitcoin was at like 5,000, right? I'm just saying people are like, oh, it's peaking. They don't know. Nobody knows.
What is it now?
Which one? Bitcoin's like...
It's like 8 or 9, maybe. 6, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't follow it. I'll follow it when the news is saying it's exploding and then I'll cash out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think these guys need to really think about what their next move is going to be. They need to go even bigger. They need a better poster. They need a billboard next. They need to go out there. They're in like Banksy mode. They need to go out there.
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah.
Yeah.
They could become the next Obey.
Right. They need to go out there, Tyson, and put up a billboard somewhere.
Yeah. That's what they need to do. They need to use this money, roll it back into another fake thing, and just keep steamrolling it.
Put it all into the most annoying form of marketing in my mind, one of the most annoying forms, a nice giant billboard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just an eyesore.
Yeah. But so do they need to do another solid for a company? Like, do they need to go out there and then put a picture of them like driving a Ford and make like a Ford billboard and then put it up and everybody thinks it's normal until Ford realizes like, hey, did we put up that billboard? Oh, no. Oh, is these guys? And then they'll get a free car.
I'll be impressed if they get in the news bigger and bigger. Something that big.
Keep going bigger. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. All right. So we'll see what comes next. All right. Before we get to Danny and the Bolt Hole, let's take a moment and thank our sponsors for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at Dish, who bring you the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna. So many different shows are on that you don't have to miss these shows when you go outdoors anymore, Danny, because with the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna, it's there to deliver your favorite entertainment. You could watch live news and sports anywhere in crystal clear HD. Danny, I don't leave the house often, but if I did, it'd be comforting to know I could be watching the NFL wherever I go.
Yeah, it'd be great. I went camping just a couple days ago. I would have appreciated some TV when it got dark.
Yes, because you know, it's
kind of bored.
I know you guys are, you know, nature enthusiasts, but frankly, it's a little boring out there.
It is at night. And what are you going to do? Talk to the people you're with?
No, that's why they invented TV in the first place.
Exactly.
So you can only pay for the months you use. Dish offers pay-as-you-go programming from $34.99 a month with no contracts or credit checks. Just activate your subscription whenever you need it, like during the football season, and turn it off when you're done. There's no Wi-Fi required. Say goodbye to constant buffering, searching for spotty Wi-Fi signals, and other connectivity issues. And it's rugged, weatherproof, and weighs just 8 pounds. That's way less than one of my kids. That means you could pretty much haul it anywhere, and I'm lugging those guys all over the place. Mount it wherever you want and forget about it. Don't forget about your kids, though. And wait till you see the Tailgater Pro in person. It has a cool smoked dome cover where you can see the satellite dish when it's moving around searching for the signal. Plus, it's crazy affordable, too. TV outdoors doesn't have to be expensive. The Dish Tailgater Pro is one of the most affordable portable satellite antennas on the market, saving you over $1,000 versus comparable systems. You don't need to be a Dish subscriber either. Just go to check out the Dish Outdoors when you call 1-833-TV4RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Dish Tailgater Pro and Dish Receiver Bundle. Some restrictions may apply. Danny, are you ready to take us away?
Take us. My sword.
Yes. Point your nest at your bolt hole to open up.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Originally, I had planned this giant rant on Apple, right?
Why?
Well, because a couple things have come out recently. One is that Apple is developing a trust score.
Oh, boy.
Just like Facebook. And it's going to be based on the amount of emails and calls you send from your phone. So they'll be monitoring that. Mm-hmm. And each phone will have a score attached to it. They say to fight spam, right?
Well, we need it.
Hold
on. Are you saying, Danny, that Apple is making all the spam so that they say they need to fight the spam and that's why they need to monitor your phone?
That's the perfect crime right there. Mm. That was part of my rant.
Tyson, you buying that?
I don't know.
The other part of my rant was when Tim Cook called the iPhone XR an affordable phone. And someone said the greatest trick Apple has ever done is convince us that a $700 phone is affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was about ownership, how you actually don't own any of the content you buy from Apple. And it comes from a story of a guy who went to go check out a movie he had purchased on iTunes to discover that it no longer existed and that two of his movies had been deleted. And when he contacted Apple, they were like, oh yeah, that happens from time to time. Here's two free movie rentals. And
well,
just
that sounds like a win.
For who?
The guy's getting two free
movies. Yeah, I agree. Why the hell would you buy a movie, right? It makes no sense. But the same thing applies to music and all of your content. You don't really own it. And that was... I was going to go on that. I thought that was a little bit too serious.
I just want to say...
You mean the box of CDs that I still have in my parents' basement? I don't own those?
You own those, Tyson. That's the great thing about CD ownership is you actually can... You own them. You can play them at any time.
No, you can't because there's a CD player.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whereas
so
Google
you're encouraging
Play,
millennials to invest in CDs?
Because that's real ownership. Okay. If my Google Play, it's just like the... it's pretend ownership, right?
Well,
as long as I pay every month.
I want to tell the listeners that this podcast that you're listening to, if you've downloaded it, not if you streamed it, you only borrowed it if you streamed it. If you downloaded it, this is yours. You own this.
You're welcome.
You don't own the intellectual property. You don't own me and Danny and Tyson or anything like that. I mean, let's not get crazy. But that download, that's yours, and we will never ever take it back. Ever.
We won't.
That's our
ownership.
Promise.
But a lot of the things you think you own, you don't really own in this digital
world.
That's
right.
Mm.
And anyway, it was just the topper for me when it came to Apple this week because they're so obnoxious with their announcements. And everything I own is Apple, but I find everything they do during their announcements last week to be so over the top. And the people who just eat it up annoy me because it's like they just released a bigger phone that's almost identical, but they're charging a lot more. But that I don't want to talk about that because I could go on forever.
Yeah.
What
Apple,
I want to talk
Apple's
about.
Apple's like Grey's Anatomy. They, they lost the main character. It hasn't been good in 10 years, but it's still on. People still say.
That is
still
a perfect
love it.
Example.
People still love
but
it.
But anyway, I want to move on because I have a great story about a Greyhounder.
Oh boy.
Greyhounding at a Greyhound bus station.
Get out.
What is more news AF than that?
Wow.
So there's video.
And is this our airline passenger of the week as well?
So I wonder if he was a former airline passenger.
Yes.
Right? And he was forced to use Greyhound. Yeah. And then what happened is he got pissed off because he couldn't buy a ticket on his phone. And so he began to smash up a Greyhound station, all the windows. With what appears to be one of those things you use to hold up lines, you know, like one of those.
Yeah, that's exactly what I pictured when you said smashing windows. It's like just a pole with a base at the bottom.
Well, yeah, and he's tipping over here some digital kiosks. He's just smashing everything. He's where does a Greyhounder go after a taxi? Where do they put him? You got to ride a bike?
Taxi cab.
No, I don't know. A taxi cab, who's going to want you in their taxi? If they're like, whoa, you're a Greyhounder who smashed a Greyhound station?
Yeah.
No, you're done.
You're done.
You're walking from here on
out. Spirit Airlines doesn't have a place for this guy?
They might. I'm watching the video right now. He's really messing things up. The problem
What's his problem? Is he on bath salts?
No. He's just mad he couldn't
He's on
fly.
Rage.
He's on Rageahol. He's had too much Rageahol, and he's just mad he can't fly Spirit Airlines anymore, probably. Couldn't buy his ticket online, which he's so used to with the airlines. And so now he's right now he's ripping down the sign, pushed over the kiosk. He's unfortunately jammed up the door, so now he can't get out because he smashed them. People are just watching him wander around with one of those poles that holds up the line thing. Anyway, I mean, come on, that's what's more news AF than a Greyhound or smashing up a Greyhound?
Yeah.
Where does he go from here? Where does a Greyhounder go from
hitchhike.
Here?
Hitchhike.
He's got nothing. If he, I think he's on a bike or his feet from here on out. Yeah. No one will take him.
He can get his
own
car.
Lowest of the low. Well, let's face it. If you're riding Greyhound bus, you probably don't have your own car.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
So Greyhounders, Greyhounding at the Greyhound station.
Yeah. Dan, anything else in the bolt hole?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, great work. We have covered it all here today on News AF. We learned so much about maturation class. It was a maturation.
By the way, I got kicked out of maturation.
For what?
You did?
Yeah, me and my best friend. My parents were not there. And we were asked to be removed, and we were removed and
wait,
sent to
you
the
you were misbehaving
office.
Or your parents didn't sign the permission slip?
No, we were misbehaving.
Yes, when the guy said
parents,
penis in a weird voice?
Yeah, just all the things, the pictures, the words. I mean, I already knew about all of that. So it was all just pretty hilarious.
From Danny.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who doesn't? In like fifth or sixth grade?
I still don't know all of it.
Yeah.
Well, I can probably teach you.
Oh, I'll just read Batman. See
you. Oh, yeah. That's even better.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're getting themselves into a position, and this is a great financial idea, to be like the comic book of the fifth graders during maturation.
Get all that sweet tax money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Here, read this comic book. It tells you everything about hair around the wiener.
Mm-hmm. Around the
see, look,
ass.
Look, I still can't say any of these words without laughing. It's not hard to imagine me getting kicked out of maturation.
Yeah. We weren't supposed to laugh, but then when everybody laughed, there's nothing they could do except for my dad could chastise me later.
Yeah.
More contagious than a yawn.
John in the chat wants to know, did you demand to be called Vascular D in the maturation class? Was that what happened?
That wasn't until high school.
Later.
That was later in life.
All right. Anyway, great work, everybody, here today on the podcast. Sorry about some technical issues here with the stream. I think I know what the issue is. I think we'll be fine for the next show. What do you think? We'll be back on Tuesday? Does that work for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get back on normal schedule for this upcoming week. A lot going on. Of course, Tyson is on social media. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Brightson. Anything else, Tyson? You have a review of anything you want to share?
Yeah, just stall for a second, guys.
Of course,
I'm always asking us to stall.
We welcome all of you to our Group AF on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/groups/groupAF. That's where we get most of the stories we talk about from you guys. And of course, you guys are on the ball. Well, a lot of great
and
stuff posted.
If Facebook for some reason disappears, we'll all just meet at Rob's house.
Yeah. That's fine.
It'll be like the old days, and we'll tell News AF stories around a campfire.
Well, yeah, in the backyard.
Yes, mm-hmm. That'll be great.
I hope we have a new rating or review, because I'm going through this whole thing to open it all up.
Okay. NewsAF.news if you want to get us one to make sure we have one for next week.
We have one and only one new
one.
Okay,
who is our best listener this week, Tyson?
El Zorro 101.
El Zorro 101.
The Axe Body Spray of Podcasts, 5 stars.
Thank you. News AF.
Do you use Axe Body Spray? If you listen to News AF, you would have found out about an excellent money-making opportunity. You are just the right person that could benefit from selling your young blood.
Mm.
Listening to News AF may be key to discovering great entrepreneurial opportunities.
Okay.
Hard word to say.
Entrepreneurial. Yeah, and I hadn't read that review at all before. Usually I read them a little bit before, so I got a better flow to it, but that one was freestyled.
There you go.
Well done.
All right. Great work, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. We'll be back with more News AF coming up on Tuesday of next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Thanks again for Dish sponsoring today's episode of the podcast. To experience the joy of HDTV outdoors and get $50 off your very own Tailgater Pro bundle, it's the one with the clear dome. Call 1-833-TV for RV or visit DishOutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout. Some restrictions may apply.